While Jesus was speaking to the crowds, his mother and his brothers appeared outside, wishing to speak with him. Someone told him, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, asking to speak with you." But he said in reply to the one who told him, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's Gospel passage, as Jesus is talking to his disciples, his family asks to see him. He does not reject his relatives, as it appears at first. He does not deny them. Instead, Jesus invites the others around him to join his family. This was at a time when his siblings might have been struggling with Jesus over the course his ministry was taking. Commentary says, quote, "There were those even among the relatives of Jesus who disbelieved and regarded Jesus as out of his mind," unquote. Perhaps his siblings wanted to remove him from the situation at hand because they were embarrassed. One of the challenges that many families in the United States face today is the gay marriage controversy in the public square, also among our natural families and within our church families. A stand is being demanded from citizens, either pro or con, yes or no, with nothing in between. The argument is being presented by legislators, in referendums, and in judicial argumentation. On these decisions hang many quality of life issues important to a great many people. For example, health insurance, end-of-life choices, or the adoption of children. The issue causes division within families. And in the church, the words which one priest or bishop says from the pulpit or in the media may cause outrage or any number of feelings. We know that people have left the Catholic Church as a result of this. They feel excluded. And they are our very own brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, or children. Can today's passage shed any light on how we can respond to the gay marriage issue, how we can be inclusive and hospitable to our brothers and sisters and those who may become our family? Let's take a look. Jesus poses the question, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" Rather than attend to his natural family immediately, he turns the situation into an opportunity to invite the disciples into his family. It becomes an opportunity for another kind of relationship, a new kind, one that promises so much more than our human family, much more than any other relationship we could possibly have. Jesus made it inviting, for he was a man of hospitality, charisma, and conversation. In fact, he often invited people you'd least expect to his table. And there he listened to them and asked the great questions of life, questions that could not be answered with a yes or a no, a pro or a con. "Who is my mother and my brothers?" he asks. His answer is simple and clear. "For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." And with a gesture of his hand towards his disciples, he included them all as his family. Nobody was left out. The disciples that followed him through the ages said and did the same thing, until here we are today, listening to the same answer. "For whoever does the will of my heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother." Isn't this answer still relevant more than 2,000 years later?